grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
How's level one at The Hemp Store, by the way?
It is awesome.
Hmm?
And way less cones and things are happening up there.
Okay.
Cones of the other sort.
I was going to inquire about the cones.
Well, that's right. But Kay, actually, we were in the paper this week on, was it the Sunday Herald? Wanted to show a bit like what things might be like if it's legal. Mm. And they talked to me at the Hemp Store and Mark at Cosmic Corner as well. And so that was good. And, you know, because there hasn't been a lot of coverage of that. It's been more about what's your opinion about cannabis rather than...
You guys have had those tables and stuff set up that has that hint of a Dutch sort of store.
We're ready.
Yeah,
we're
ready. It's been like that the whole time. So people could just walk in, and you kind of that part of it is very much what it's like when you get the cannabis from the thing, and you can sort of roll it up on a little table.
And it is. We've tried to model it a bit like that. But yeah, in terms of the rules of the referendum, should it pass? And there's the kind of draft there in the bill. I'm sure it would change a bit, and I'm sure we'd have to change the shop around a bit.
Mm.
And you know, we don't yet know what that kind of detail is. But certainly it was good for the Herald to actually, you know, drop on by and discuss what it might be like. You know, that it's actually the opposite of the Dopa Dairy that the Nopas are putting out there with their ads that they're putting in all the papers and
what
online
is it then?
And all sorts.
You walk in, will we be able to see the plant, or will we?
No, you won't be able to see any plants. You will be able to buy a couple of little seedlings or some seeds.
Okay.
You show your ID, and you're an adult, of course, and there's a few other rules. Can't be intoxicated.
Will it be like a pamphlet booklet you look at and look at the plant? Or
there's probably going to be a menu, and then if you're getting a live plant as such, that's out the back. But it is actually there in the bill about how this the shop would have a little nursery out the back.
Cool.
If they're wanting to do that. And you would have a form of packaging that means that when you leave the shop, it's very discreet and secure.
Like a plant before it's budding kind of thing, like Cloney's zone?
Yeah, that's right. It'd be a little one.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Cool.
So that's all part of it, you know, of encouraging people to grow their own and get out of the illicit market.
Man.
Yeah, and speaking of which, though, it was just interesting that here we have the Nopas on the one hand running these ads that are, are just completely made up in terms of what they're depicting, with these dairies and these kids playing outside them and this branding all over them. I mean, everything about them is actually wrong. And then... but this is, you know, kind of working for them, right, as a campaign, or it has been. People have been talking about it, about the sort of drop in some of the polls, and it's becoming very, very tight, you know, where every vote is going to count, which just seems insane. It's like, why aren't we just like, you know, why isn't it just comfortably winning, you know? It's just, it defies logic, you know. But, you know, their campaign of fear in that, you know, has really gnawed away at people, I think.
Classic campaign, that one.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, you know, the legalization side doing very much factual things. And we know from our own campaigning, you know, Normal was blocked for a very long time by Facebook and Google and still is blocked by Google. But we recently managed to somehow talk Facebook after, you know, basically years of pleading. But here we are as a registered third party promoter in the election, and we couldn't even run ads because they're just like drugs. Nope. So we finally get the Facebook campaign going, and my own experience just from running this is that when we put out a post that is very factual and cited, like for example talking about the Public Health Association on Saturday or last Friday coming out and saying that they support legalization, so we did a post there just with an exact quote and a link to it. Facebook, nope, this doesn't meet our standards. You put out something saying the Nopas are a bunch of liars, and yep, they'll do that.
Is it just a lack of nuances?
It's incredible. It's like if a post is kind of inflammatory, then they encourage it.
They want the fight. They want the anger. That's the problem with social media, really.
So that's not to say we've done anything untrue or anything, but in terms of the language that you use in the post seems to be some sort of trigger for them, and they allow that. Oh, that's great. People
algorithms.
Will respond to that.
Yeah.
But a factual, that's a bit boring. We don't want that. but so that aside, the Nopas were on Radio New Zealand this morning, and from what I understand, repeated multiple times through the morning that this... unsubstantiated allegation that the Make It Legal campaign was putting out misleading ads. Mm. And there was no attempt you know, to actually contact Make It Legal or even find out what actually these ads were.
No? Okay.
And we still don't know. But this allegation was kind of just repeated and repeated. And finally, on the midday news, Make It Legal, Sandra Murray was on there setting the record straight. But you know, by then, people have had a whole morning of hearing that.
Terrible
way. Yeah.
No repercussions.
Why are they giving them a voice if there's all this sort of dodgy background information slowly leaking out about who's funding
run
them?
Run by the Scientologists and, and this weird software out of America that we were talking about last week. I just keep hearing from journalists that it's about balance, that they feel that they have to because that's balance. And the flip side of that is to not cover either. And so we've certainly had a lot of that where journalists have wanted to perhaps get a bit of a briefing off the record, but not put us in any kind of story or coverage or anything, because then they would have to go to the NOPAs and put them in. But the effect there is it kind of stifles coverage and certainly our our impact.
Do you feel like the Yes campaign has had a fair amount of coverage compared to the No campaign?
It's been up
depends
and down,
where you're talking
yeah,
about,
I mean, certainly, I think the most of the media's given us a fairly good go. You know, obviously, most of the columnists in the mainstream media seem to be on the right, but the in terms of the news reports and things. But it's more the paid stuff, the stuff that ends up in people's letterboxes or the ads in the paper, and we just haven't
That's
been able to
bucks,
compete
though.
With that. You know,
yeah.
But just in the last few weeks, you know, we've had a couple of good generous donors come on board and. You know, I'm not talking vast amounts of cash, but at least enough for us to do a few billboards, and so we've had a good crew doing
I've
it. We've
seen
printed 150,000 leaflets and got them out there, and people are going out tonight doing that too at the markets and things. Yeah, that's right. The billboards all around. We've done a couple of hundred of them, and just today and tomorrow we've got some digital billboards running at strategic places around Auckland.
Okay.
And that's thanks to someone who just this week decided to give us a little donation to let that happen. So that's great.
It's it all adds up. So kia ora to whoever donated that. Thank you.
We are into the last few days before the election kicks off in earnest. Early voting.
Thanks,
early
John,
voting is open.
Sure about that.
You can enroll to vote, vote.nz. You can still do it. You can do it on the day. Just turn up with your driver's license.
That's me.
You don't even need that. You can just turn up. It all makes things easier if you've got that. And if you have a vote card or whatever they call it, the easy vote. But you don't need any of that. You can just show up and say your name.
Know where you live.
And they just look you up and go, yeah, there you are. So, it's super, super easy. And certainly, you know, if you didn't get a vote easy thing in the mail, then that's no barrier to voting, you know. And that's what it's going to come down to. So there was an interesting poll, it was for the Greens, apparently. It's on the spin-off, apparently, a leaked poll. So
classic.
And it was showing, very, very close. Maybe we're leading. Because some of the some of the polling was done since the polls opened, since the election voting period opened. So some of the people captured in this poll have already voted. And it was a very small sample, but if they looked at that, what it was showing was that the oldies were getting out and voting. Mm. And maybe this is a COVID effect. Maybe it's just because there's more publicity about advanced voting. But no room for complacency. You know, this is going to be very close. And we need every single vote.
It's turning into one of the more epic elections that we've had in recent times, isn't it? With like the double, you know, you got the end of life referendum and the cannabis one.
Judith Collins behaving like
classic,
an idiot.
Just being just classic opposition. Mm. Like it's getting a little bit vintage, you know, but like a lot to think about. And worth noting that if you are completely jaded by politics, you can just go in and give it a yes vote for the cannabis and get out of there if you want. You don't need to commit to the whole system.
That's totally
you're right. You're welcome to be like, fuck the system. And just,
that's right. You can even, as Andrew Little said, you can deface the other ones if you want. They're separate voting papers and they go in separate boxes. So that's exactly right. If you just want to vote for the cannabis referendum, then you can do that.
So we're actually not going to find out the result. It's not going to be like election night where they slowly count up all the referendum votes. It just comes out 2 weeks later. Is that the case?
I think there's going to be a preliminary result in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit of a shame that it's. I guess you just have to have more people and simultaneously counting and all that kind of thing, or have them up all night. But then you might get errors, you know. So anyway, I'm sure they have their reasons. But we got to wait a week for a preliminary one, and I'm not quite.
I'm probably
going to
sure keep
exactly
smoking.
What that means.
I'm probably going to keep smoking right up until that point. I, I was thinking about maybe not doing that and just doing a celebratory one, but I think I'll probably just smoke all the way through and just live my life.
Well, I think most people will, and that's one of the things that I think a lot of people are increasingly, you know, aware of, and that's the law changing won't affect whether people use it or not.
Yeah,
you know,
guess what?
Won't go up or down, people aren't deterred.
Yes or no, after it, I'm going to carry on doing my
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. The current law doesn't deter people, but the only thing it does deter is anyone who wants help. Puts a barrier in there, and it diverts funding away from that being really well funded. So given exactly like what you're saying, people are going to keep, you know, consuming cannabis regardless.
Yeah.
So this is really what it comes down to. It's not about
overall
whether you approve
of
that or not. It's the best approach. What is the best approach?
DAC is good. Great. Yes.
Should
Appreciate
Big Hungry
it.
Be arrested? You know, that could be the new question.
True. Maybe I should just go have a cup of dots down at the police station or something. Make a scene about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Let's do it. Yeah. Straight after the show.
Sure. See you, bro. Okay, great.
To Stuff's credit, just on that topic of lies and damn lies, they have done an interactive thing that's come out today on Stuff Co NZ.
I love it.
It's called The Whole Truth. Mm. And it's specifically about the claims of the Noopers. It's fact-checking what they're talking about.
Great.
So have a read of that. It's on Stuff Co NZ Interactives, The Whole Truth, it's called.
Brilliant. Okay.
Do you think there's enough info in there to sway a vote?
I'd like to think so, you know. I'd like to think people are, you know, still got open minds. I mean,
anyone out there changed their mind? Yeah. Well, let us know. 5395 if you changed your mind. Either way, it'd be interesting to hear.
Any questions? Does anyone still have any questions about how they should vote? Anything concerning them? Anything causing them a bit of apprehension? Let us know. 5395. Chris Valley is here. Anything else in the news, Chris Fowley, as we rattle towards election day on Saturday?
Rattle towards? Just like wacky races?
Yeah.
As the Beverly Hillbillies moving out kind of shit. Wow, this election.
I feel like we've given it a pretty good...
We've hammered it here. I'm proud
sure
of us. I'm proud of you, Chris. I'm proud of you, John.
Oh, proud
well
of you guys.
Guys.
You guys have done a great job keeping the conversation going all week with the variety of guests.
There's so many people that kind of deserve a little comeuppance and a little bit of airtime, and I think we've given a few of them that. So, cap eye to all that hard work that everyone's doing out there. It's an interesting thing, watching all the different voices and different angles that aren't necessarily united, but united by this one plant that we all agree is fucking righteous.
Hey, I know what we... I got something. Mm. And actually, it was today. I had a blog come out on The Daily Blog, if people want to have a look at that. Toke the Vote is what we call it, of course. Mm. Got to have your jokey headline. And this is ranking the cannabis policies of the various parties. Because, like what you were saying before, you know, we've got this referendum, and then we've got the new parliament, and the bill has to go in. And certainly if it's a Labour-led government, and with the Greens in a strong kind of position, you know, that's the best in terms of the bill. And we know that just recently, grudgingly, National have said that if it passes and they're leading the government, they would support it to select committee, which of course they would control because under this scenario they're leading the government, and then the bill would die. So and Active Threat said the same. So it's really important, you know, that as well as your referendum result, you know, thinking ahead strategically too, just from the cannabis point of view, if we want this bill to have a good passage through Parliament, you know, with MPs who have the confidence and you know the boldness to do it. So check it out on the Daily Blog, and we've posted it on Normal Org NZ as well. And it's your guide to the cannabis parties. And what we have are the Greens, five leaves.
Oh, it's a leaf
five
count.
Leaves. Oh, yeah,
that.
Look at that.
Love that.
Top also got five leaves. Their policy is pretty, you know, it's incredible when you read it. You know, actually goes a step further
they're a gnarly progressive little group, for sure.
ALCP, we had to give them five leaves too, of course. You know, great as the single issue party and as one of the, you know, the many co-founders of the 1996, class of 96 that founded the ALCP. You know, they'll always have a place in my heart. But, you know, rationally, they're not going to get there, but they've got the five leaves too. Labour we gave 4 to, and a few people have actually questioned that, but of course you've got to recognise, well, everything that's happened has happened under this Labour government, and you know, the Greens have kind of been fronting it, but the reality is the referendum, the medicinal cannabis, you know, the decriminalisation of use last year, You know, these are all happened under a Labor government. National Act, you know, for reasons I said before, that they're going to kill it off. They just get the one leaf, you know, out of generosity.
We could have done a zero there.
New Zealand First gets a two grudgingly, you know, because they support referendums and they want it to be binding. And again, they've let all this stuff happen, you know, that's happened under their watch. Māori Party gets a two as well. They don't actually have an official policy on it, but they've said they'll support Decrim. They're unknown about the thing. Tamahere is voting yes, though, so that's great. Mm-hmm. And they supported medical cannabis reforms when that was going through
Parliament. That's impressive that Tamahere's come out and said that he'll vote yes, though. That's good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. And takes sacks to do that.
The draft bill that is before, hopefully before Parliament, is a great bill, according to you, Chris Fowley.
According to me.
And
many others. Many others.
It is coming around for this referendum. You know, if it doesn't get through, it might be 20 years before this happens again. And the bill that might go through Parliament in 20 years' time may not protect local industry. It might be, like, open to big cannabis. You know, this is one which is protecting and fostering a New Zealand cannabis industry from a grassroots level.
It's totally right, and on all those points. And this has been one of the sad things about the debate, is that there hasn't been much coverage of that, of the flavour of legalisation that's in this bill, and that it has all these protections. It is the exact opposite of what the NOCAs are claiming. Mm. It is not a big cannabis model. It's not like the medical one, where you have to have millions of dollars and, you know, all that kind of thing to be involved. This is very much a grassroots model. Mm. Plus, it allows homegrown and but overall, it's the way the licensing directs not just the applicants, but the way that they behave from then on. You know, they have to do good in their community, and it's going to favour non-profits and social enterprises over anyone else. Mm. And I honestly do think they've picked the best bits from the various models around the world. They've learnt not just from some of those over-commercialised models in North America, but they've learnt from the pokies and the liquor stores and that here. They've actually learnt from that. So these accusations where people say, oh, that model's broken and we're going to have one on every corner and that, well, they've actually learnt from that in this model, and it's just not going to happen that way.
Good news, guys. Somebody's RSVP'd for Dots at the cop shop.
All right.
So I guess that's happening now. So I'll see you there. Cheers. Hey, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, and don't forget to vote!
Fucking vote! This is it!
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with marijuana.